The last savior.
Oh, the savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
O light of Allah, you are a true guide.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. And we have our special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Alavi is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and has expertise in the field of Mahdawiyyat. We want to discuss something very important today. The two strengths of Shiism are either Ashura or Mahdawiyyat. But we know the enemies of Islam are working on both of them to hit it with different kind of strategies. And as Muslims, as awaiters of Imam, it becomes very important for us to know these strategies. So would you help us with those strategies so that we know them and fight against them?
Okay. Well, this is a very good question. We know that some topics and some issues in Islam and Islamic Ummah are very important and they are very crucial to be discussed, specifically these days that we are in. And we know that the concept of Mahdi is something that the name of Mahdi alayhi salam is becoming viral in the tongues of people all around the world,
right?
Not only even in Islamic Ummah, but all around the world. The concept of savior.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been watching some videos from Brazil and even some North America, videos from Africa, that people were tired of all the oppression all around the world. And they were asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring back or to bring the savior for them.
A savior.
A savior. So since actually this is against the prophets of some in the world of liberalism, in the world of arrogance.
Yeah.
So they have no way just to actually oppose it by different ways, different strategies.
Yeah.
What are the strategies that usually enemies are using and are actually employing in order to fight this noble and lightning concept of intidhar, expectation, what we actually look at it from a sacred perspective.
Right.
Or one of the strategies that they are using or employing is the strategy of denial. They deny the concept of Mahdawiyyah. They want to say, okay, Mahdawiyyah, such a concept does not exist, and this is something that has been imported in, I mean, falsely imported in the beliefs of some.
Okay.
For example. So they come with what? With denial of the concept. They say that, okay, this concept of Mahdawiyyah has been imported from other religions, for example, from Judaism or from Christianity into Islam, and due to dark ages of the Islamic Ummah in the beginning of the Islamic era, or the first two centuries of Islamic world, so these two concepts have been imported.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying here, it has been reflected and actually mentioned in their encyclopedia, in the famous encyclopedias, like the encyclopedia, like Britannica, like the Encyclopedia of Religion and Faith, you see? So they actually introduce it like this. I mean, they say, okay, it was a false belief that actually it's been imported from other religions due to the lack of, for example,
a savior.
Lack of knowledge, or due to the ignorance of people, it has been imported in the religion, in the Muslim Islamic religion. But I mean, they actually likened it, or they made it similar to the concept of the absence of Isa alayhi salam.
Encyclopedia like Britannica,
yeah,
is coming up with the concepts that Mahdi was not there in Islam, but it has been introduced, as you imported the concept of Mahdawiyyat from other cultures.
True.
So this is one of the strategies to weaken the Mahdawiyyat concept itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because we said two strengths of Shiism are either Ashura or Mahdawiyyat. What is more, we are going to discuss that after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned with us.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is with us. And Dr. Alavi is helping us to know the strategies that the enemies of Islam are using to weaken the faith in Mahdawiyat. So one thing that you said, that the concept of Mahdawiyat is borrowed.
So they start with denial. So okay. They said that such a thing doesn't exist. And out of this denial, so they said, okay, this is an important concept that has been imported to Islamic Ummah, Islamic world.
Right.
The second is tahrif, or the distortion of this concept. They want to actually change the realities of this concept and do not let people to know the reality and the beauty of this concept.
Yeah.
So that's why they try to make doubts and misconceptions on any aspect of this concept. Like, for example, they say any movement before Islamic resources, Islamic text and Islamic documents. And they say, okay, whatever government can appear before the advent of Mahdi is a wrong government. In the first phase, you did not believe in this concept of Mahdavi itself. So why do you care for example, any government that comes before his advent?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then now they come to start, distortion, to distort the realities of this beautiful government of Imam Ali Salam.
Yeah.
And for example, the issue of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, enjoining good and forbidding the evil. They want to say that this is something against the arrival and advent of Mahdi, or against the revolution of Mahdi. Why? Because Mahdi comes when a corruption goes up. So they want people to change the reality of the principles of religion to say, okay, no, Amr al-Ma'ruf should be closed and corruption should be strengthened, right? So they come through another perspective, another dimension, which is distortion. The third is that they come through destruction. That how is it going to happen? Actually, in order to cope with this beautiful and brilliant that has been devised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not us as the people, and it is not even at the hand of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to go for the cultivation, it's not under Imam alayhi salam, under the order and recommendation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So they want to actually come and create new movements similar to that of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
We have discussed already. Many people came on with the motto of, for example, being the deputy of Imam. Later on, they said that they are Imam himself. Later on, they said that they are God, not only Imam.
Okay. Let alone be Imam.
Yeah.
So we will discuss more with you, Doctor, after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old pain.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Dr. Ali Alavi is with us, and we're discussing the strategies that enemies use to weaken the concept of Mahdawiyat. So you talked about a few strategies, and we would like to know if there are
the
more.
First strategy was denial. The second was what? Was distortion.
Yeah. So
first, they deny that, okay, such a thing does not exist.
The Mahdawiyat concept didn't exist in Islam.
Second, they say, okay, no, they want to distort it. Okay, no.
Out the beauties from it.
Yeah, for example, they said before the advent of him, they accepted the Mahdawiyat now.
Yeah.
But they said, no, before Mahdi comes, no revolution, no government should be there.
Right.
No Amr bin Ma'ruf wa Nahi anil Munkar should be there.
Okay.
No enjoining good and
forbidding
the evil. They come to change the realities of this actual beautiful
religion.
The main
essence.
Yeah. Third is destruction. They start with destruction and actually creating with how can they destruct? How can they actually cope and fight with this beautiful and brilliant idea? They come to bring about new movement, new
yeah,
currents.
Similar to Mahdavi.
They bring some people. I mean, they bring about some people and they feed them and they say, okay, he's Mahdi.
Yeah.
So they want to say that the story of Mahdi finished.
Right.
But you're reading Lutfu Nur Allah Ba'afayim. They want to extinguish the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by what? By their tongues. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes his nur and his message
right.
and over the whole world. So they want, they bring some people, they claim that, okay, this is Mahdi.
Yeah.
He claims that he's the deputy of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Second,
yeah.
he says, no, I'm Mahdi himself.
Yeah.
Third, he comes, no, I'm not Mahdi. You know, I'm beyond Mahdi. I'm even over Mahdi. I'm Allah. I'm God. So they come through destruction strategy. So we
yeah.
have to be cautious and careful.
Yeah.
So when we have a treasury, when we have a gold, when we have a diamond, how do we care for that?
Yeah.
How do we keep it, for example, in the best
the precious
safes,
state,
right?
Yeah.
Then creating doubts and misconceptions in the hearts of the people about this concept, specifically those who believe in Mahdawiyah. For example, look, when a person comes to claim that he's Mahdi himself, he's not an ordinary person. He's not an ordinary person. He is a person who studied religion. Like, he was a person claiming to be represententing the student of, for example, Islamic studies in the house of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, right?
Okay.
So they don't bring, for example, anyone outside the Islamic Ummah. No, they work on the people. And then they try to plan for the future. This is, again, in the phase of destruction. They plan for the future. Okay, this time, for one century, we actually made people busy with the story of Ali Muhammad Bab. Later on, we went on Baha'u'llah, worked
yeah.
on that. Later on, we worked, for example, on Wahhabiyah or
yeah.
created Wahhabism. So slowly, slowly, they plan for, I mean, they have lots of options ahead of them to destruct this beautiful and brilliant idea. But hopefully, inshallah, bi'idhnillah, they are not going to be prosperous and winners and victorious in this message. Through media, they come and actually work on, for example, Nostradamus' forecast or predictions. So in these predictions, the company comes, which is 100% Zionist company, Goldmayer company. They actually distort the image of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam in these predictions, and they want to introduce a person who comes to kill the whole world and to actually create a universal and global genocide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in our narrations, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not going to kill anyone. Majority of the people, majority of the enemies of Imam alayhi salam before the advent of Imam alayhi salam, they kill themselves, they kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
So for the revolution of Imam alayhi salam to get it stabilized, not too much bloodshed is going to happen. Very, very few people who are not going to be following the truth will be annihilated, right? So in our hadith, the killing of people is not going to happen at the time of Imam Mahdi. When people see the logic of Imam Mahdi, when
mm-hmm.
they see the philosophy of his reappearance, the philosophy of his government, the philosophy of his revolution, they will get attracted to that.
Yes.
I want to say that Imam's government is going to be government of love rather than government of hate.
Yes.
So they want to actually... The fourth strategy that they use is... replacement. In the previous phase, in the level of destruction,
yeah.
we said that, okay, they tried to introduce some people, as the deputies of Imam alayhi salam, right? When it doesn't work, they come to actually, okay, they give them one more higher level. For example, they say, no, this person is God. Okay, when it doesn't work anymore, so they want to actually bring about more tangible actually replacements. So they understood that, for example, these figures like, for example, Bab and Baha'u'llah and let's say...
figures like that.
That did not work.
Mm-hmm.
They come to actually think in their planning system, in their planning mode, to
yeah.
work and plan new figures
yeah.
to start replacing them in the minds of people for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Right.
This phase of planning is under process.
Yeah.
So they are working on it. So they are working for some good replacements to introduce some people
right.
who can beautifully take the place of this Mahdi.
Right. Thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for all your time. And that's all the time we had for today's episode. We had learned very valuable insights from you. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome.
Well, that was all for today. Thank you so much, dear listeners, for listening. Until another episode, we hope you take good care of yourself. And Zainab, signing off for now. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.